sometimes to let them. I mean, I know.
And they ate very sick. I'm sure they ate wheat grains.
And the other thing also kind of nevertheless, it's nice to say they raised him. I guess he's chosen.
Well, some of them do. But Joe Alsop, when I went, he was still drinking. There on this thing.
Oh, but the point is, he carried a great big mug like this. Yeah. Well, that's
my question.
Yes, well, that's my product. They are incestuous. Respectable lot of people. They do not love the country. They hate America. They hate themselves. And by God, our people have got to stay away from those people.
Basically, they hate themselves and they take it out of the country.
Sure. Well, the way for our people to stay away, there's a vacuum.
We've got to stay away.
It's too good to fill the vacuum with our own.
Well,
and we can do that.
We were talking, for example, Rose.
We should have
you. We could put on to them. Say, they think yourself. I've talked to Bob about this. You can have a party at the event. You can go to the F Street Club. Use Blair House. It's available for us.
Taylor House.
So you have
Taylor House. Very nice.
Blair House. Move them around there and put on the Godfathers parties we ever saw and make them fun. And then our parties will be better than theirs.
Which was that?
People, Rose, have to go to parties.
I know.
I hate them, but other people like them. And particularly, let me say, I hate them only because I've been through them. But 20 years ago,
you can't go into a party and have fun. You go in and...
Well, it's there. I never will go to another party. But I think our clients do have that chance to... I don't see people otherwise. Otherwise, they just sit at home and their husbands get home at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. The kids are raising hell and they say, what the hell's the matter with this?
And then they say, how do things go today? And you say, I can't tell you. Yeah.
That's right. Right. And the other thing, of course, the other thing is that there are some nice parties given that... Most Republicans, unlike the George Bounce, they do not invite the reporters to report on the party.
That's right.
Because they want their guests to enjoy the party.
Well, there's another thing I was thinking about following the thing we were talking about. You know, there is in Washington, and it isn't the people you will instantly think of, but there is an old family set in Washington. People have nothing to do with the government, never have.
Like the
people I think of immediately are Jan and Dan Evans. Jan and Ben Evans, who Joe met somewhere.
The Brundages.
They're Republicans. They're bigger people.
Well, Brundage, the doctor you mean? Meg Keach. The Dr. Brundage?
No, Percy Brundage, who was in the last of the
day. Oh, yeah.
His wife are older, and they're very nice.
Yeah, Percy Brundage. He was director of the budget.
There's some young ones that they've been Republicans all their lives. The Washington aristocracy and Jan Evans, her maternal family is very
what we should recall is my goal is to get some administration. Well, not that you have to have here, but that we should have one here. If someone has all the grace there on what we have got to do.
You see
the problem. Got frankly with our own people, with, as I told Zager, with the problem with that Henry, of course, is the big star, but others are stars.
Those
are just going to be a star already. Now, here's what I'm talking about. In dealing with the press, when you tell them, no, look, you can't talk to the Washington Post, then who do you, you've got to get them other people to talk to them, or otherwise, they can't get it out. Now, with regard to parties, you say, well, gee, you shouldn't go out there and raise Tom Brady's party. Well, if you don't raise his party, you've got to have something on your list. So the thing to do is see that our people are invited to and that they attend the parties given by the old Washington Senate. I'll bet you out of this, we've got a lot of Perkins McGuire's probably on that.
Yeah. Wow.
They're
nice people.
Well, they're rich. They can entertain. They probably have a good party. You know what I mean? Go around and you can say funny name. I know what happens here, because I moved in this, and Alice, the long ones sort of moved back and forth, although she found it in the other section. But the point is that
we do have to, on the announcement, personnel announcement today, there's a question of Robert Dixon for Assistant Attorney General, Mike McKevitt, that's for legal counsel, Mike McKevitt for legislation, they want to nominate.
McKevitt lose?
Yeah. Thought us to make him Assistant Attorney General for legislation, which everybody's for, so we'll go ahead and propose an issue.
I don't see how you could have lost in Colorado.
Good time. Well, Gordon Allen called me, and you know, he used to whine an awful lot and cry about things. He said he wasn't going to let this make him bitter.
Good.
He didn't ask for any kind of a favor.
We're going to offer him an ambassadorship.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. He didn't ask, he was asking me for someone's address, but he had met through me.
Yeah, the plan is to offer him an ambassadorship, but it's understood that he probably won't take it, but at least give him enough.
Give him a second. His wife is a very nice woman.
Anyway, I want to agree with Jack Miller to invite him to the White House as a scheduled manager and president. So I'm sure Miller, that'll be nice. Now, he's a co-op, he's a co-op, and it's a full perfect gas. The thing to do with him basically is to get me and get the hell out of town. So he doesn't do it. Because he's been there, he never walked. Probably those guys is apparently the she also, she's somewhere with her eyes. She's a little cross-eyed.
she talks to people. See, you can't have, it's almost impossible to have a receptionist type. Like Dorothy Cox couldn't get out.
She never got any work.
But you have to get people in their right category.
Yeah.
Because the person who is being driven to type something fast cannot take time to talk to John Doe.
Because it drives him nuts. I really feel Dee was mentioning to me last night. He told me that he made a couple of calls for her. And I told this girl to come see you. Just a little one.
Terry Dick.
Terry.
She's a beautiful.
And did she come see you?
She wrote me a note. She's off for a few days, but she's coming in. She wants to go.
Well, I told her, I said, she really doesn't know what Terry wants to do. Well, she sort of had a little, apparently, disappointed in love kind of a deal. But she's only 26 years of age. She is, and for her to go to New York, it'll kill her. B called and made appointments at two banks, one at the Irving. The guy at the vice president of the Irving said, well, I'll be glad to see her. He knows him by the name of B.B. at Irving Bank. And he said, we of course, we always like that. But he said, I just want you to know that one of our top secretaries was stabbed four times coming to work last night, going home from work last night. He says, this is a rough town. Now, basically, working in New York City, for a country girl from Ohio Rose, I think an epidemic, I think it'd be terrible.
Well, let me tell you, though, it's not really much worse than here.
Well,
and
maybe so.
For a young
girl,
let me tell you, this is a terrible town for a young girl.
Well, I told her that, but what I suggest,
well, especially when you have
those, what I hear is a break. I said, why don't you go to Los Angeles?
And she was back in San Francisco at one point. That was
San
her
Francisco
idea.
Or somewhere would be good.
But Rose, New York today, we've got to remember, it's a Jewish city, it's a Negro city, and it's a cold, vicious city. It really is.
There's more excitement for a young girl than here. This town is run so much on protocol a young girl here can't be in. There's no doggone any queers in this town.
There's probably a place like that.
You've got to Chicago where you got a hell of a lot. The best town,
good people.
The best town in America is Chicago.
Absolutely.
I tell you, if you're going to go there, Ed David, when he's leaving, he's out. And I said, where are you going to live in Chicago? He said, I said, you're picking a good town. Yeah, a good city.
Chicago's a lot.
So you'll make a hell of a lot. But Chicago basically is a masculine town. It's not basically, they're a homosexual town.
And
that's
all equal. That's right.
We've got to face the fact that Washington is.
And New York both have a lot.
New York, and it of course is corrupting San Francisco roads.
And New York,
corrupting the
brains
of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Because of Hollywood, Pasadena, right?
Well, San Francisco doesn't have it. Another place, thing poor Terry run into in New York that most girls do who are as pretty as she is. There are too many of those men who live in Connecticut and other places who have apartments in town. They let on, they're single. And they feed these girls a line and
you mean they thought they're single?
Oh, sure.
There's that kind of stuff in every city,
but I don't know,
if I were going to take a city for someone like her, I would sure take Chicago.
I wouldn't ask her. Rose, I'm not asking something that suggested she stay here. I just think for her to go up to New York. You know, it's... Well, that's up to her.
Well, it depends on the job. That little Tara, of course, who got mugged here, went back up to New York, but that's her home. But now she's happy there because she's been in the U.N. I don't know that she'll be happy there. I think George Bush would be great, but I don't.
I'd be very, very sure that the U.N. staff is going to be talking to her. I want her operation over that damn staff over there. George didn't do anything about it.
He did something.
He did something, but he can't.
She's a very, yes, she's very capable, very loyal.
Works hard.
Nice. I was just thinking, though, Rose, I don't know what it meant. She, and incidentally, I made this point to her. She said that she wanted to do executive type. Well, she didn't mean, she just knows a high group of ideas. You know, she's got a teacher's credential, taught for 1 year. I didn't know this. And she said she was trying to think now that at 26, you know, she said, I really got to think what I'm going to do with my life. Just sitting the other day.
Yeah, she feels like she.
And I said, you're 26. She said, well, I said, when you're 36, you better worry about it. Don't worry about it now. The other part, though, I said, don't underestimate how important being a top secretary is. I said, being a top secretary to a top man is a greater challenge to a girl than being a so-called executive handling, you know, stuff. Too many of the girls do not realize, well, most secretaries, but that is the best job they can have. It's terribly important. They're indispensable. No man.
I
have
done that in an art. That's why it is.
Do you realize what we've done to that alphabet receptor?
except for the White House staff, who basically are like the old retainers.
Oh, they're so...
About to get my ears. It's like a group. Well, like a group for the dinner last night. They were all proud.
So proud.
And they had their picture taken for us. But we've got a lot around here. Anybody that visits, I imagine these kids have been to school and the rest probably resent all of us. I just don't like it. That's all. I don't like the feel of it.
But that is true all through Washington. Drones, if you go to the restaurants here, you've got the parking people.
They're all black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's black everywhere you go. And it's all, they're rude to it.
They're very rude.
Are they?
Yeah, they resent you.
Did you see what happened in New Orleans?
Yeah.
You know what that was? That was a black person.
That was a black person trying to kill the white people.
Three blacks were shooting up white people.
And that one young couple, I think that was a dad and a Virginia guy, just went through all that school to get killed by some bomb. He and his wife.
Whites kill blacks too, so it's bad.
Oh, sure they do. But not for that, I don't think in that fashion.
He said for Kitchen.
Well, no, it was a revolution, they said. I mean, that's what they're something. You know, they're just going to.
Power of the people.
Power of the people and get rid of some white monkeys.
And not one civil liberties union person has talked about the fact that whites are having their civil liberties violated by being shot. If that had been a white shooting into a black crowd, Christ, they'd have been down here parading around.
Some of these people will tell you it was brutal for the police to run in and just smash that place with bullets, trying to kill that guy.
Did they get enough?
They killed one.
They just got one.
They now think maybe there was only one.
But how could they hear somebody say power of the people after he's been riddled with
bullets? They've also found that bullets checked with the bullets that killed somebody.
They killed a colored policeman a couple weeks ago. They're just against all authority.
Well, and particularly colored.
They don't like their colored people to be cops.
Well, anyway, I would like on this social thing, and Rose, you can, the thing about the Julie operation, you can handle it better than I. Well, that's my problem. Beautiful room with a bar and so
People
not on the list, but oh yes, you're on the list, but if there's a question as to whether they can bring somebody else, it gets referred back to me. So it's a no gal.
Is that right?
But
let me say, Rosa, one thing I talked about too, I think this will be very helpful with Steve now doing on a sort of a scheduling thing. Let's keep him in the line of fire. But don't let that division grow between him and Lucy and whoever's over there at the other side.
That's right.
Because Steve is very hard not to get along with Steve.
Very difficult.
He's tough. But he'll know and have the schedules instead of having them push to Bob or somebody like that. I told him we want to go ahead. Let Steve do it. Steve is totally capable of doing these things. You know?
You mean if someone, they go to Steve now instead of, say, to
Dave Parker.
Look, Parker and Steve, yeah. Dave will be handling that long-range schedule, and Steve is handling that.
But the day-to-day
business,
the day-to-day business, for example, Parker will handle the engagement thing and so forth, and he's very good.
Well,
the road, when the day-to-day relationship, well, when will the president arrive, and what time will you go down, and will you go down, and will you see
implementation?
Will you shake hands? Will he not shake hands? That sort of thing. Believe me, there is so much now argument that goes on here and there. It's because part of the reason is that frankly, Connie never could get to Pat. And so then Pat would feel that somebody here was pushing her out. We're begging her.
And I think between Julie and Steve, they can have a checkoff sheet and it can be
well,
on.
No,
there's need to have all those.
There's one other thing with regard to press coverage support. Pat likes Sager. So that's, she respects him, so that's good. The other hand, and so the more we can have Ziegler make the decisions on where I am, I don't give a damn what happens where she doesn't. Although, many times Ziegler can advise him pretty good on that. But with Ziegler over here, Steve on the other side, I think you've got a very good team. What do you think, Joel? I refer it now to the fact that the calls, just the day-to-day operations, and when I am participating in an event with Pat, as to what we do, where we stand, where everybody sits. That's about
one of the problems is that you have definite opinions as to what you want to do.
Yeah.
What's happened is that you've expressed those to one of us,
yeah,
and we've sent them over. Then Lucy, instead of playing it that way, she'll go to Pat and say, well, Alan Butterfield says you have that you have to stand there, or Larry Hackney's decided that you've got to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Dwight Chapin has
gone over. I've gone over, and sometimes I just can't take this kind of heat at night. I've gone over. Pat'll assault me about 6 o'clock and say, she says, Alex Butterfield called and said that this and that and the other thing was to be done. Well, actually, I had told Alex.
Sure.
I had told him. I think that what we want to do now is to work it more subtly. Of course, if Steve and Bobby talk to give hands and say, gee, what time can you get there? Will you shake hands? Where do you want to sit? Who should be at your table? That's, all that sort of thing.
Well, Steve's
talking to Rose. Rose knows. See, my main thing is to keep the hell away from me. First of all, keep away from me. I think Steve should talk to Rose and to Julie, and then between the three of them, they can get where the press is involved, bring Ziegler in, and then get all that stuff cleared away at that area. Don't you think so?
Well,
where my database is done.
I think that Steve can handle it very just as you can, which is he can talk to Julie and say, Julie, I know that your mother feels that they got to shake hands, but the president strongly feels on this one. We ought to not shake hands. Can we work out a way to avoid doing it?
Right.
Or whatever the things are required, that we want to have this kind of line instead of that line.
We want to have this kind of entertainment rather than the other.
Now, for education, they should, between Steve and Julie, and I'll be glad to help you come in. But if they have a checkoff list and get it done, then there won't be any.
What I was thinking, Roosevelt, because of the social and that sort of thing, you could sit down. I think you really need a group of Steve, Julie, and yourself to just simply sit down and go over some of those items and that will, I think it'll wash out so much better. I mean, it's like these dinners as to even where people sit. That's a hell of a problem.
slowly. It's see, Julie, on her own knowledge, will come up with a lot better thinking on that. Lucy doesn't, and it's no fault of hers. And then,
there's no way
for her to know who Lloyd will
wear. There's no way for a stranger to know.
Or she may not know, for example.
But Julie would understand
that I don't want to sit by Mrs. Peterson.
Yeah. Julie would understand that by you should be put people who be encouraging.
Exactly.
And all that.
But I don't want to sit by anyone's side. Like, you're working on various things. I didn't want to have the ranking kept with people like Adele Rogers. I've sat by Adele Rogers a number of times.
Yeah.
And she doesn't care. She never. So I had the lowest ranking people sit by me. The nicest thing I did.
And I think that's good to change around because it's terribly boring for you to have the same people.
Well,
like
Julie should do the same thing for her mother. Her mother should ever be put by men who are going to be making it for herself.
Very much. Person to deserve, the last person I wanted to talk to, and I'll be damned if he didn't take 15 minutes.
start. For instance, everybody's seated, and then they wait another 5 minutes before they take the service plate out and put the dinner plate on and start serving the first course.
Yeah, and then every course. The other thing is that they wait until everybody has taken every morsel of food into the space.
And they should start taking
those plates off and hurrying people.
Now, see, you don't know if the dinner's other places because they do wait till you finish. But Rose knows, as I do, when you sit down at the table always, you learn damn fast in the foreign country. If you have a course that you want to eat, you don't talk to anybody. You eat like hell.
Right, because it goes before you know.
That's how a couple times you've mentioned they've had fast dinners, and that's it. If there are some courses.
Good, I remember.
Sure, there are some courses that they take away really almost.
One of the most beautifully done foreign meals we've had in all those times. Well, there are two really, three. Franco's. That luncheon in Belgium at that long hall, or yeah. Was it that one long table?
I didn't dream we could get it done that fast.
It was beautifully done, yes, and all of them went by zickety bang.
Yeah.
And every one of those, and there were three of the best we had, I missed a part of a course simply because I didn't realize they were going to zap me away.
Now, the thing is, however, we can't control the toast. Invite those after-dinner guests so that they stay down below.
protocol.
Now, where you and I
then after dinner guests we have included. Now maybe you want to stop that, but we've included the country desk.
Two I approve while they're not on the list for the spring.
your new administration, you must have started out right.
Get them used to it, so, because now
they shouldn't go through the line anyway.